Well, the good news is that our latest data show that there's great progress being made in reducing under five mortality. In fact, under five mortality has declined by about half since 1990, which is the baseline year for the MDGs. And in fact, all regions have shown declines of more than 50%. And in addition to that, the number of under five deaths has declined from 12.7 to about 6.3 over that same time period. However, still today, 17,000 children die every single day.
Now, there's one number that is quite alarming. The report shows that 1 million children die during their first day of life from mostly preventable causes. What kind of numbers have you reported on this?
I think what you're referring to is when we look at the neonatal period, which is the first month of life, we have shown that actually 1 million babies die the day that they're born, that very first day. Not only that, but about three quarters of all neonatal deaths are those that occur in the first month of life, die during the first week of life. And the importance of highlighting that is that we emphasize the fact that in order to further accelerate declines in under five mortality, we have to focus on that very early period around the time of birth. So the interventions that we need to implement really have to focus around the time of labor and delivery, and also during the postnatal period immediately after birth.
Evidence shows that initiating breastfeeding within 1 hour of birth reduces the risk of neonatal death by 44%. There are other facts like that that you've discovered through statistics to help these women and these children.
Mm-hmm. Let me begin with antenatal care. WHO recommends that every pregnant woman have at least a minimum of 4 antenatal visits in the course of her pregnancy. Now, unfortunately, our latest data indicate that only around half of women in the world do get that minimum of 4 antenatal visits. And again, the period around labor and delivery is so important. And again, the recommendation is that all births are attended by a doctor, nurse, or midwife. But we have found that, in fact, a third, or 44 million babies, are born without adequate medical support. And in fact, in South Asia and Sub-Saharan Africa, the two regions which we know have the highest number of births, that proportion increases to about half. In other words, half of women delivered without adequate medical support.
Now, moving forward, what does your job look like? This report was just released. Do you now start looking back at 2014 data in order to prepare the report for next year? What does your job entail?
I think that's a really important question. The reason that I think it's so important is that the international development community and national governments have to report on this enormous plight of children dying, but in many instances, they're lacking accurate data. In many poor countries in the world, we don't have adequate vital registration systems that are used to record births and deaths in the world. And so we have to rely on household surveys to generate these estimates. And even then, sometimes we find that there's a lot of variability in the data that come out of these surveys. And so we have to smooth out those kinds of differences. So I do think it is very important that we continue to invest more heavily in data so that it will enhance our capacity to track these important issues with a greater degree of accuracy.